Teachers, congratulations, because you are cordially invited to a party. What kind of party? Well, I throw a party in my classroom every single day, and it's probably not what you expect. All students are invited to the party. I'm invited to the party. Former students are invited to the party. The principal is invited to the party. And you don't even need to bring a gift, because all you need to bring is this. What's this? Well, you're going to find out in this episode, because this idea is going to help you crush it for kids at this point in the school year. I get that we're tired. I get that we're running out of steam. I get that we're running out of ideas. And so I want to invite you to this party so you can invite your students to the party. And the cool thing about it is this really dumb idea is perfect for all grade levels, all subject areas, all students. And I'm going to guarantee that it's also going to put a smile on your face. There was a song in the early 90s by the Venga Boys. They were like probably the original techno band. They were like the original dubstep band. And they had a song called "We Like to Party." We like to party. We like to party. And it said, "The Venga bus is coming." It was a bop. It is still probably in one of my top 10 favorite songs of all time. And if you know, you know. Some of you are recalling this song and it's putting a smile on your face. So let's just keep the party going and get into this awesome episode. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. I just want to have full transparency here. I love sharing really dumb ideas with you guys. And, you know, a lot of you have tried these really dumb ideas and realized they're not dumb at all. They're actually dynamic. And this really dumb idea that I'm about to share with you will get 100% of your students listening. And I actually 100% guarantee that it's not what you expect. Any predictions out there? Like, what do you think I'm about to talk about? Because the only thing that you need for this idea is a bell. It's a bell. Sounds like that. You probably already have one of these in your classroom. You probably ring this bell because you are a teacher who loves differentiated instruction, and you create this really awesome dynamic in your classroom where it's like learning labs and kids rotate from station to station. And when it's time for kids to go to the new group, you ring the bell and you say something like "rotate." And I love that use of a bell. Keep doing that. That's spectacular. That's just personally not how I use the bell. Another absolutely acceptable use of a bell is if the noise level is getting too high in the classroom and you're just trying to regroup kids. You're trying to like be like, "Let's not be so rowdy." And you're like, "Okay, guys, friends, students, come on now. It's getting too loud," which is a little ironic because we're making a shit ton of noise with the bell. It works, though. I'm not judging it. It's a great idea. It absolutely causes our brains to stop and be like, it's changing the pattern. The noise is changing. So you should keep doing that because, again, that is a legitimate use of this bell. But I use this bell for one reason and one reason only. And any student who I have ever had in literally all 15 plus years of teaching, if you showed them a bell, they'd be like, "I know what that bell is for." Because I call that my pun bell. That's correct. P-U-N, my pun bell. Because I believe that humor is one of my greatest strengths. I try to utilize that strength as much as I possibly can. Do all students love a pun bell? No. Sometimes I will do pun after pun after pun, and students will look at me and they're like, girl, why are you punishing us? That's correct. Okay. If you've been listening to this podcast for a hot minute, you know that I keep one in my podcasting studio. Like, I have one in front of me because I just can't resist. I can't help myself. These puns, they just come to me, okay? And so I ring it in a lot of episodes just to be silly, just to create that pattern interrupt. Human psychology says that kids zone out, humans zone out, that we start to get distracted, that a teacher's voice or something that's happening all of a sudden just becomes normal. And people don't mean to be rude and zone out. People want to keep listening, but we need that pattern interrupt. We need something different. Can I be honest with you? It's why in this podcast, I add backing tracks about midway through the episode and towards the end of the episode. I do that on purpose to reestablish your attention. It is an intentional move on my part. It's a short podcast. It's 20 to 30 minutes, but we actually don't have the capacity to continue to stay fully engaged. Some sources say for longer than 3 minutes. Depending on the age of your students, some say 7 to 12 minutes. I think there are lots of variables, so I don't want to like throw data at the wall. But what I do want to emphasize is like, I believe that's true. So the pun bell is yes, because I'm quirky and that's part of my personality. I want to leverage that for learning. But that pun bell also serves a really, really important purpose. That when I tell a joke, it's yes, to be fun and lighthearted and connect with kids. But ringing of the bell, ringing of the pun bell is also to regain the attention and the engagement of my students. It is a rock solid strategy that I highly recommend. Now, are my puns like worse than puns that you would find in like dad joke books? Yes. But here's why I say that I'm hosting a pun party. Is because I don't want to be the only one ringing the pun bell. This party is something that everyone is invited to. My students have the opportunity to ring the bell as well, but only, and I mean only, if you are listening to what I'm saying and you raise your hand and you can make a connection to my content and create a pun. Then you get to ring the pun bell. If you are listening so intently to my lesson, to my content, to my directions, and you raise your hand and make a statement that's a pun, I invite you to the pun party. I have bells in multiple spaces in my classroom, and kids are absolutely allowed to ring the bell if they deliver a pun. Who's the judge of if it's funny? Me, other students. We're not hard critics, though, okay? Students are harsh critics of me, though. The eye rolls that I get on a daily basis, oh my gosh. I get so many eye rolls from students about my puns. So many. And I don't even care, okay? Because if I get an eye roll, do you actually know what it's a symbol of? An eye roll from a student is a symbol that they were listening. And I'm going to celebrate that. If kids are rolling their eyes and being like, stop, oh my God, that one was so bad. What a win. They heard the pun, which meant they were listening, which meant they were engaged. Roll your eyes at me all day long. I'm not stopping, okay? I'm serious. Unstoppable over here. Now, if you teach younger students and you tell jokes, my God, you're a silly goose on the loose. They just think you're so funny. Kudos to elementary teachers. I couldn't do it. But there are definitely times that I think I should become an elementary teacher because the judgment just feels less. Like, there are days that I feel like I could light myself on fire. Literally, a fireball. Miss Genta, in flames, erupting in front of them. And they'd be like, that's all you got? Whatever. I've seen bigger fires than that in my garage. You know? Elementary teachers, I understand that there are woes and definitely cons of all grade levels. I mean, you got to see those kids all day. Sometimes you are with the same students for 7 hours and you are like, 7 minutes was enough. That's tough, okay? Middle school, high school kids, they rotate every like 45 to 65 minutes. So it's like, okay, we're going to try that again tomorrow. If your school day starts at 8 o'clock and the kids are a hot mess by 8:04, good luck to you. My God. You know what I'm saying? I know we're getting off on a little side tangent here, but I felt it was an appropriate thing to say that all teaching is hard and all teaching is awesome. That's just what I'm trying to say here, okay? All teachers essentially feel like they are part of a pun ching bag sometimes. But you should still be punctual to school, okay? Oh my God. You guys, these are just happening. This is just naturally occurring. I'm actually really glad that I'm just so on fire while recording this episode, okay? I'm recording this on a Thursday. It has been a thrilling Thursday in my classroom, and so I've got the energy. I'm still packing the energy, and these puns are just coming to me. Because I genuinely want to crush it for kids on a daily basis, and the pun bell is a great opportunity to do so. It's really cool, too. When you invite kids to participate into something like this, they're like, can I ring the pun bell? How much pride they have in that moment. How proud they are of themselves and how cool it is to have other kids stop and be like, they should totally ring the pun bell. They deserve it. That was funny. Like, it's not just a pun bell. It's an opportunity for kids to highlight each other. It's an opportunity for kids to say, I heard what you said. I recognized what you said. What you said was awesome. What you said was relevant. Let's clap you up and have you hit that bell. It's kids celebrating kids. It's kids recognizing kids. And what's really interesting is I think that all kids have different, just like special gifts, just different personalities and different quirks. And I think sometimes the kids who are really punny, honestly, don't always get the spotlight that they deserve. There's definitely different types of intelligence. There's definitely different types of humor. And so what I have found over the course of my career, and I'm wondering if you have found this as well, is that kids who need that extra support, kids who need that extra spotlight, are generally the kids who are thriving in a silly situation like this. And I want my classroom to be a safe space for that. I want my classroom to be a space where all students feel safe and trusted and loved based off of their unique interests, skills, and strengths, based off of their unique talents and abilities, based off of their unique personalities. All kids, 100% of kids, deserve to learn, deserve to grow, and deserve to feel safe. And I think that's why 100% of students start listening when you bust out a pun bell party. It's open 24/7 in my classroom too. It's happening. And this is interesting because this is something that students have said is goated. It's the greatest of all time. I know that we are approaching, you know, the final part of the school year here, and we want to end on a good note. We want to crush it for kids. One of the reasons why I decided to do this podcast episode is because recently I had two different students on two separate occasions come to me and say, Miss Genta, you've ruined bells for me. And I'm like, okay, there's clearly more to this. What do you mean by this? And a student came up to me and said, literally, I was at a restaurant the other day, and my family was seated in a booth near the kitchen, And you know how at a restaurant, when their order is up, like the cooks put the plates up so that the waiter or waitress can deliver the plates? I'm like, yes. They're like, a lot of restaurants have a bell and they like ring the bell to let the waiter or waitress know that the plates are ready. And I'm like, yes. And I heard the bell. And I thought, oh my God, is Miss Genta here? And I'm like, are you serious? They're like, seriously, Miss Genta, in my head, in my world, you carry that bell with you everywhere. That like, if I hear a bell, I literally think of you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've conditioned you to believe that. And they're like, seriously, I looked at my parents and I'm like, I bet Miss Genta is here. Have you guys seen Miss Genta walk in? And I can't tell you how much pride and glory that statement gave me. Similar situation, but just a little bit different. Another student came to me and said, Miss Genta. And I'm like, yes. And they said, guess what? I said, what? They said, I heard a bell over the weekend. They had gone to like a deli counter where they were just getting like meats and cheeses and stuff. And at the deli counter, they had a bell. And we were waiting in line. It was really busy that day. And I kept hearing that bell. And all I could think about was, the person working the front desk must be really funny. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, I kept hearing it about every like 1 or 2 minutes I would hear it. And I was like, I can't wait to get up there because this person must have a lot of jokes. And I said that to my mom and they're like, why do you think they're funny? And they're like, well, because they keep ringing the bell. They must be telling a joke every single time. And so then I told my mom about your pun bell and she's like, honey, that's not really a thing. That like nobody else does that. And I'm like, oh my God, this is absolutely spectacular. I think the whole point that I'm trying to prove here is when we do special things, when we do silly things, when we allow our interests, skills, and strengths to shine, we end up crushing it for kids in ways that don't take a lot of time, they don't take a lot of prep, they don't take a lot of energy, but it matters to kids. And I want that for us. I want us to end this school year on a good note. I know that we are exhausted. I know that it's like, oh God, spring makes these kids absolutely mad. And I know that some of you are approaching summer break. And you're like, oh, I need a break. I don't care when you're listening to this episode. What I do know is that I want us to end on a good note. Whether we're ending the year, ending the week, ending the day, I want us to crush it for kids. And that's why I want to invite you to participate in something that is coming up called the Crushing It for Kids 21-Day Teacher Course. It's a 21-day fun, flexible, virtual course that is designed to give you the ideas that you need to motivate students at the end of the school year, to build relationships, to make sure that when that final bell rings, we are so proud of the work that we've done because we know that we've ended on a good note. Cool thing about this Crushing It for Kids course is you can earn up to 15 hours worth of official PD credit for your participation in the course. If you want to check it out, you can go to monicagenta.com/courses. And I'm also going to include a link in the show notes. I'm telling you, you will not regret being a part of the Crushing It for Kids course because it's going to be packed with tons of ideas, tons of strategies, tons of motivation. So you can feel good about the work that you've done and carry over some ideas so you're even ready for the upcoming school year. That is some positive and proactive planning right there. If you have loved this episode, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me a direct message, screenshot this and share it out on social media so other teachers can find the pun bell party. We're all invited. Slide into my DMs and drop me your favorite pun. Because I wonder maybe if, you know, we share some of our favorite puns. Wouldn't that be awesome? Okay. But if you're feeling like maybe you don't have a ton of time to message me, you could just drop the punch line to a joke in my direct message, just the punch line. That was probably not my best work. I'm gonna marinate on that one. I genuinely though have had a ton of fun with you in this episode. I can't wait to hear from you, and I would love to have you in the Crushing It for Kids course so we can continue to laugh and learn together. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.